You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Today on Support for This Podcast.
There was a specific moment I remember. I was in the ladies' room and I had my phone open to Instagram. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I pressed the wrong button and I'm staring at my own face.
Yeah.
And that look. Oof. That look, who was I? Who was that person that I was looking back at? And that was the moment I said, I have to step away.
We speak to Mona Schultz Lesser, a titan of the bodily function feminine undergarment industry. In a special episode of Support for This Podcast, we'll help Mona decide whether it's the right move for her to come back from her break from social media and share her recent exciting news with the world, or suffer the consequences of experiencing good fortune the old-fashioned way, all alone. She'll also reveal her latest entrepreneurial endeavor.
Women can have their period in their pants.
Yeah.
They can pee in their pants. They can fart in their pants. Why can't they poop in their pants?
Yeah.
Fashion-forward underwear that are made for the everyday woman.
Join us, won't you? I'm Emily Amy Lauren Becca, and this is Support for This Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the podcast. I am joined by Mona Schultz Lesser. Thank you so much for being a part of the program today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, just to let our listeners in a little, today's going to be a little different than what we're used to. We're going to talk openly and candidly to Mona about an issue that you've been grappling with, Mona, and hopefully through a thoughtful and constructive discourse, we can come to a conclusion as to a decision that needs to be made. Would you say that's correct?
Absolutely. I'm in need of, help.
Beautiful. Before we get to the issue you're in the midst of, can you tell us what were the events that led up to this moment?
Sure. So, I'm not unlike many women out there, in my mid-30s, living a relatively successful life, husband, two children, living out in Hastings, right? Uh-huh. I'd been working in advertising for a long time, and eventually I ended up sort of stepping out on my own and starting my own business.
Wonderful.
Entrepreneurship was a calling that perhaps maybe has been a part of me all my life, but it sort of became awake inside of me later in life.
Yeah.
And long story short, I ended up launching a line of what I like to call inflatulation wear panties.
Oh.
In fact, the brand is called Inflatulation. I don't know if you're familiar.
No.
No. Oh, that's interesting. So I'm sure you maybe have heard of such things as like a period panty.
Yes.
So the concept here, when I decided to sort of step out on my own was what's personal to me, right? Mm-hmm. What am I going through on a daily basis?
Yeah.
And also I wanted to empower women, right? And find a way to take something back for women, that hasn't already been taken back. You know, feminism is in its prime right now.
Right.
So I thought, wow, gas, right? Flatulence.
Yeah.
It's not talked about. And we need to be talking about it.
Right.
And I think we should be just as comfortable as any other man out there to go ahead and, express ourselves.
Sure.
Sort of south of the border.
Yeah.
Without feeling shamed. And so ultimately I thought, okay, we'll get into garments, right?
Yeah.
And we had designed a patented material panty that contains different odors depending on which one you get that conceal the smell of gas for women, and that really took off for a bit there. And I had some issues at that point, right? My brand is growing, brand identity versus my own identity on the internet. Who am I? And who's inflatulation, right?
Yeah.
And where is that line? So ultimately, I decided to just sort of remove myself from the brand.
Yeah.
And with doing that, my social media presence on my personal accounts, it was overwhelming to me, right? Trying to keep up,
Keep them both going.
Keep them both going.
Yeah.
You know, it was too much for me to handle, so I had to hire someone to sort of step in and take that on.
Yeah.
And then I'm left, you know, to manage my own personal social media, right?
See. Yes, yes.
And so it's about, okay, what am I doing on Mondays? What am I doing on Tuesdays?
Right.
Right? What's Feminist Friday for me?
Uh-huh.
The aches in your hand from just looking at everyone else's life through a screen.
Yeah.
It was starting to weigh on me.
Mm-hmm.
There was a specific moment I remember. I was in the ladies' room.
Yeah.
And I had my phone open to Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you've experienced this too, but all of a sudden I press the wrong button and I'm staring at my own face in an Instagram story, you know?
Yeah.
And that look.
Oof.
That look, who was I? Who was that person that I was looking back at?
Yeah.
And that was the moment I said, I have to step away.
Yeah.
This is too much.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's it was a tough decision, but that's really how it all came to be.
Yeah. Now, did you take a break from all social media accounts, or was there one in particular that you were interested in freeing yourself from?
Well, you know, I'd say it was overall. Every platform I found it was overwhelming to strategize across all of them. You know, what belongs on LinkedIn versus my Instagram, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do I put the wedding that I was at, you know, on last Saturday in Montauk on my LinkedIn account? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Raleigh's Rallies, the Raleigh, North Carolina-based company suited for all of your rally, march, and protest needs. Raleigh's Rallies is famous for its team of creative consultants that will help you create the perfect biting slogan to write on your rally sign. We all know that showing you're both intelligent and funny in one sign is the most important part of any protest. Why do all of the work yourself? For a nominal fee, Raleigh's Rallies creative consultants will help you craft the best message for your sign. It's as simple as that. Once equipped with your perfect slogan, Raleigh's Rallies art department gets to work designing your poster. They'll make sure your sign looks great without looking too professional, since they understand it needs to be clear that you came up with a vision all by yourself. Enter the resistance with the proper poster that slays. Use offer code ALTRIGHTDELETE for your first consultation free of charge. Raleigh's Rallies. We'll make sure you end up on a Google image search for best rally signs or your money back.
So you decided it was best to take a break from all your social media accounts.
Right, right.
And once you finally made the tough decision to take a break, did you deactivate without posting to your friends and followers that you were going to do so? Or did you make one last epic post explaining your move away?
Oh, no. Yes. It actually wasn't even just one.
Oh.
Yeah. There was a whole strategy behind it.
Oh.
You know, I had cultivated quite a following.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of which was through my own personal family, friends, followers,
sure.
the FFFs, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, you ride the coattails of your partner and pick up all
right.
a whole nother network.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm looking at, what, like 400 or 500 mm-hmm. followers that mm-hmm. I have to, you know, answer to.
Yeah, yeah.
On my personal account. Yeah. And I didn't want to disrespect them by not giving them the notice that they deserved
mm-hmm.
and giving them an opportunity to say their piece.
Yeah.
So, you know, the original post was tough. It was, I'd say, maybe like a 3-minute read in a comment, just detailing why I was doing what I was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
living my life through a screen, not through my own eyes.
Yeah.
You know, I did my research, found some inspiration from other celebrities out there who have taken their breaks.
Yeah.
You know, the Ed Sheerans,
sure.
the Chrissy Teigens,
yeah.
the Meghan Markles, however you say that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was really hard to press that button
mm-hmm.
and post,
mm-hmm.
but I did it.
Yeah.
I also accompanied that first post just with a black screen,
yeah.
right? A black photo, nothing
yeah.
on it.
Yeah. Now, once you put the post up, did you deactivate immediately or did you wait a few days for the post to be seen thoroughly? It would make your post kind of a moot point because no one would have seen it if you deactivated immediately. So did you kind of linger to see the feedback from people after you posted?
So smart. I did. Mm-hmm. Originally, I planned to deactivate in 72 hours.
Yeah.
But after seeing the response, I thought, okay, people must not be, the algorithms must be, you know, holding things up. I should
uh-huh.
probably extend this.
Yeah.
So that's what I ended up doing.
Yeah.
And it was 3 months later to the day that I ended up actually deactivating.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I, you know, I had to listen to the people, and I wasn't hearing anything.
Oh,
so yeah. so then I knew that there was something that I had to do to get them to listen.
Yeah.
So I ended up just making it more of a countdown. Having calls to action. You know, feel free to leave your thoughts.
Yeah.
Below. The heart was clicked.
Yeah.
And you know, I was getting the likes or whatever. Yeah. But. Other than that, you know, it was, I think people were, it was a solemn experience for people, and I think it was tough for them to articulate.
Yeah.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Now, in your post, did you leave a way for people to get in touch with you if they needed you?
Yeah, I left them my direct phone number.
Oh, okay. Now, how did it feel those first few days after the 3-month period where you actually did finally deactivate? How did that feel?
It sort of felt, I don't want to be dramatic, but it felt a little bit like someone ripped my face off, you know, like I had no identity. Yeah. So, you know, it was tough.
Yeah.
You know, there are mirrors in my home, but it felt like I looked in them and saw nothing. Like I was a ghost.
Yeah.
And what really, really stung was, you know, shortly thereafter, which this is my fault, but I went ahead and I got bangs.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, running into people I knew with this, you know, totally different look was really, really jarring to them. And often people didn't recognize me.
Right.
Right.
So you've left social media, but it seems like maybe something else has come up and there's a dilemma. What is it?
So, you know, as I mentioned, you know, there's the entrepreneur inside of me that just cannot be put to sleep.
Yeah.
And the ideating began shortly after my leave.
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, okay, what's next?
Yeah.
What's next for Mona? And so, you know, through the consultation of some very trusted partners and colleagues, I am on the brink of potentially having a new product.
Wow.
And it's a new line of underwear.
Oh.
And it's called Feast Ease.
Go on.
The idea behind Feast Ease.
It tickles me.
Ease, right? Yeah. With ease. Is, you know, women can have their period in their pants.
Yeah.
They can pee in their pants. They can fart in their pants. Why can't they poop in their pants?
Yeah.
Fashion forward underwear.
Oh.
That are made for the everyday woman.
Oh. Okay.
What if I could eliminate one of these things off my list in the morning and just get right in the car with my son, you know, or, you know, and then I found myself in other places, right? I'm at a meeting and I'm in the bathroom and I'm doing what, of course, I'm sure we all do, which is, you know, you're holding it all together.
Right.
You know, just waiting for the last person to leave the room. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the anxiety sets in and you say, wait, did they really leave?
Right.
Did they pretend to close the door? Are they still inside and are they recording this?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure we all feel that way.
Yeah.
And and I thought, let's rid ourselves of this anxiety, this burden.
Yeah.
So we're currently doing some testing right now on a pair of women's underwear that would feature a very subtle let's call it a pocket.
Okay.
Like, think of a pita, but in your underpants. Mm. The way it's designed and the shape of it is it allows for full capture of whatever is released.
Okay.
And the design itself, the material responds to that moisture and immediately conceals it.
Great.
But also flattens it out.
Okay.
So you don't feel it.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to do is get us back to our, you know, our infant selves.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In that sense.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Second Love, what a bra company should be called. You know what comes in twos? Boobs. You know what comes in threes? Anything but boobs. So if you don't want someone to picture three boobs, don't call your bra company Third Love. Or have a quick explanation handy because it's confusing. Find your best fitting bras at secondlove.com. Shipping and returns are free. And as always, you're able to try on as many bras as you like in the comfort of your own home. After all, trying on multiple bras in a store can be really annoying. However, trying on bras will always be annoying, no matter where you do it. It's just another sad, necessary evil that comes with being a woman. Unless you're one of those braless Gen Z types, and in that case, good for you. But also, we at secondlove.com sell completely functionless bras that are just pretty to look at, so maybe you could buy one of those instead. Second Love Bras, taking it two boobs at a time.
So you have this breakthrough product, and is that what's...
I'm worried. Yeah. I'm concerned about making that comeback.
Yeah.
As I said, you know, leaving social media was a long, arduous process, you know, for myself and for my network.
Yeah.
I do feel that it's important for me to come back in order to represent this new product.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if I have it in me, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, that is the theme, isn't it? What's inside of you?
Yes, right. And like, and how and when do I expose that to the world?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like, how much longer can I do this without, you know, alerting the masses?
Right, right. So maybe we can walk through a pro and con list of for this decision. You know, what would be the benefits of reactivating and spreading the good news, and what would be the detriments? You know?
That's a great call. So first on the con list, you know, first thing that comes to mind, you know, it brings me back to my childhood days.
Yeah.
I putting this out, am I sort of soliciting the people in my life or other people I don't even know to come back with, you know, shitty Schultz. That's what they called me in middle school and high school. And, you know, can I really go there again?
Yeah. Okay, what would be the pros?
I mean, the pros would be the storytelling. You know, the inspiration that I know that I would be for so many other women out there.
Yeah.
You know, I know I'm not alone
in
having been clenched for so long.
Right.
And why shouldn't I be the person to head up this new frontier?
Yeah. Now, is there a part of you that, just a part of you that wants to possibly incite jealousy in people by sharing the news? That, I mean, that would be understandable. Oh my gosh, there Mona goes again, another brilliant product. I'm so jealous. Look at her.
I mean, inevitably. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I've become a bit of an icon. That's what I'll say.
Right, right, right.
Right? There are haters out there. There are people that who are going to look up to me and look down at me.
Yeah.
Just a lot of attention.
Yeah. Now, have you considered a temporary reactivation to tell the news, let it spread, you know, not respond to any comments, and then deactivate again once the news has sufficiently permeated everyone's feed?
You know, I have thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
But being off social media has really been, again, I don't want to be too dramatic, but a near-death experience for me. And just real torture, just a lot of like, you know, dark days, dark nights, not talking to many people.
Mm-hmm.
My marriage has suffered quite a bit.
Yeah.
Not enough to call it quits, but... Right. You know, thank God for feces. Let's put it that way. you know, I don't think that I once I feed that monster, I don't think I would be turning back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So now that we've looked at the pros and the cons, it seems to me like you kind of have made a decision. But It's like we're on House Hunters or something. Which house are you buying right now? What is your decision?
Yeah, you know, just talking through it with you.
Yeah.
Right? To me, it feels like I have to do it. Mm-hmm. Right? I have mm-hmm. to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's what the people want.
Yeah.
Again. And I haven't talked to the people.
Right, right.
In quite a long time.
Yeah.
But I have a sense for these things.
Yeah, yeah.
And the passion I have for this product
yeah.
and for, you know, providing these solutions
yeah.
to women,
yeah.
it feels like a no-brainer to me.
Right.
I have to get back out there.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, in the era we're in.
Right.
With, you know, there's a space for
yeah.
for
all kinds of movements.
All kinds of movements. That's exactly right.
And so now when you come back, will you have three accounts? Will feces be a separate account than Inflatuation?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
It will.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'll be taking on a new manager for that as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm going to be a busy, busy lady.
You will be.
Yeah.
But you won't have to stop to use the bathroom.
That's exactly right.
And one last question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wearing either product now? Either pair now?
Well, let's put it this way. I had chili for dinner and a cheddar cheese omelet for breakfast. So you tell me.
I'm buying it as soon as we're done.
Customer number one.
Well, Mona, thank you so much for joining us. It's a real pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel so confident in the choices that I've made today, and
yeah.
I don't think I could have done it without you.
Oh, my goodness. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I bought a pair of Inflatulation panties shortly after my conversation with Mona, and I'm proud to say that her panties can take a lot. I went online recently to see if Mona had reactivated her social media accounts, but I wasn't able to find any presence of her anywhere online. Perhaps she blocked me. Huh. I'm Emily Amy Lauren Becca. Thanks for listening, and as always, for supporting support for this podcast.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.